Welcome to Dare to Drive. I'm your host, Barry McDonough. This introductory audio is to give you the confidence to get you back out on the road and the tools to handle the anxiety when it manifests as you drive. First things first, it's important that you tackle this problem at your own pace and don't force yourself into situations where you feel the anxiety is seriously getting in the way of your ability to drive. You have to always practice at safe speeds and be the judge yourself of what you can and cannot handle for the stage that you are at. Okay, so let's get started. I'm guessing your driving anxiety has something to do with either getting stuck in traffic and having a panic attack, or maybe driving on busy highways or through tunnels or over bridges. Maybe you get very anxious as soon as you leave your safe zone, which might just be the end of your road or outside your town or city. Most people work themselves into a state of high anxiety even before they've pulled out of their driveways. They imagine scenes of causing 10 car collisions on the highway because they freaked out and hit another vehicle. If that's a concern, the first thing to do is review your driving history. Have you been a reckless driver in the past? Do you have a history of bad driving? Most phobic drivers actually have clean driving records and have never been in even minor road accidents. Anxious drivers are not a deadly hazard on the road. The majority of driving accidents are caused by speeding and lack of attention on the road. This is the complete opposite of the anxious driver. Anxious drivers have a high level of sensory alertness. This level of alertness keeps them aware of potential hazards and focused on the task of driving, not daydreaming or checking their Facebook feeds on their phone. So the way to tackle driving anxiety is to break it into very small steps. I'm going to ask you to commit to one day a week of practice, which ideally is a Sunday morning where there's less traffic on the road. If your driving phobia is severe, maybe the very first session is to just sit in the driver's seat and get very comfortable with that position. That means you sit in the car and familiarize yourself with everything again. Move the gears, the steering wheel, turn the indicators on and off. Stay there until you actually feel quite bored. You can turn the engine on and off. Once you are bored, then you're ready to take the car out. So let's discuss your first outing and how you're going to approach that using the DARE response. First, decide on the route you're going to take, even if it's just to the end of the road. If it's a longer route, put it into your GPS if you have one, so that you don't have to focus on what turns you need to be taking. If driving over bridges, through tunnels, or any particular situation on the road that you're very anxious about, it's best to decide to tackle a small version of that first. For example, drive over a small bridge or tunnel before attempting a really big one. We want to build your confidence up slowly each and every time you practice. If you have someone that I call a driving buddy that you trust and want to take with you, then do so for the early stages of overcoming this phobia. But later, you will need to do those same drives without that person present, just in case they become a crutch for you. Okay, so let's imagine you're now setting off on your journey. You're naturally going to feel anxious as you imagine what is ahead. So I want you to reframe how you feel as excitement and see yourself as feeling brave and setting off on an important challenge for yourself. Sure, part of you might think it's ridiculous that you're even scared of driving a simple country road or highway, but don't give in to that kind of thinking. Never compare yourself to others. Each has their own challenges you may never know about. Yours is driving, so let's get after that. As you set out, I want you to implement the first step of the DARE response by diffusing the anxious what-if thoughts as they arrive. For example, you might have a thought like, what if I have a panic attack in the car far from home? Your response will be something like, so what? I have the tools to get through it now. I know I can handle it. Other anxious thoughts might be, what if the car breaks down and I get stuck all alone? Your response, so what? I'll just call for help. It won't be long before someone comes to help me. What if I get anxious crossing a bridge or driving through a tunnel? Whatever, the wave of panic will pass as soon as I use the DARE response. I've been through much worse before and I've always survived. What if I feel too dizzy and can't drive? Whatever, I'll pull over and find a safe place to work through the tools in the parked position. Diffuse these what-ifs quickly and allow the nervous arousal you feel to be present. By the way, the emotional part of your brain really responds well to swear words, so you can double the impact of this step by saying something like, "Oh well, who gives a f-?" The reason this works is because your response is more emotionally charged and overrides the anxious what-if thought much faster. Okay, so next, tell yourself you're going to allow your anxiety to manifest whatever way it wishes. You're going to be totally comfortable with whatever anxious discomfort you feel in the car. Say to yourself as you drive, "I accept and allow these anxious feelings. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts." Sing this out loud if alone, as singing helps release the emotional build-up that you're feeling. "I accept and allow these anxious feelings. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts." As you accept and allow, it's natural that what-if thoughts will continue to pop into your mind. They're to be expected. If they grab your attention, be sure to answer them with a dismissive "so what" or "whatever." Let's say you're now coming up to your most challenging thing on the road. Maybe it's traffic or the highway or that bridge that you're afraid to cross. I want you to really feel the bodily sensations of nervous arousal that are increasing and tell yourself how excited you feel. This is the run towards step of dare. "I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by the feeling." Shout it out loud. Demand more of these heightened bodily sensations. Bring it on. Get after it. You chase it. You want it. You're not hiding. If you really demand more, the adrenaline flood will stop quickly and you will return to a much lower level of nervous arousal that you can allow to be fully present. If you feel at any time that it's safer pulling over to do this, then please do so. Do whatever feels right for you. You know your own self best. But if you need to pull over, continue with the dare response in the parked position. Finally, the last stage of dare is to get you back focused on the present moment and engaged fully with your driving. So you're to pay attention to everything that's going on around you. Pay attention to all the other vehicles around you. Bring yourself fully into the present moment. Pay attention to the noises, the sights, the sounds around you. Now you've then completed the dare response by bringing yourself back into the present moment. If you find that your mind keeps wandering back to anxious what-if fears, you might want to complete the steps once again. You know, when you take your car in a test run, you should be aware that you're going to feel anxious discomfort. If there's no anxiety manifesting, then maybe you're not pushing outside your comfort zone enough. The real learning happens and the real confidence is built when you feel anxious, yet you still complete the task. The initial goal is not to eliminate your anxious sensations. It's to drive with them, regardless of whether they're present or not. You have to have this almost indifferent attitude towards them. Remember, that's the whole point of dare, becoming indifferent to the anxiety so that it eventually fades away. It's very common for a person with driving anxiety to fear passing a certain distance away from their safe zone, usually their house. The anxious what-if thoughts might be like, "What if I go too far and have a panic attack and just can't get back?" And this fear applies to all travel away from home or out of country. What you have to understand is that distance is really irrelevant. How far you go isn't important. What is important is how you handle each and every wave of anxiety that manifests. This is a physiological issue going on within your own mind and body, and it doesn't matter whether you're sitting on your front porch or aboard the space station. It's always about your response. So don't focus on the distance, focus on your response. I appreciate, however, that in the beginning you still have to prove this to yourself with experience. So if driving a certain distance from home is a concern, then break it down into smaller steps. Start by determining what your safe zone in your mind is, and then begin by pushing yourself to drive just outside your safe zone. that might be 5, 10 or 50 miles from your home. When you get there, part of you will feel like, great, I did it, now I want to rush back home in case something happens. Instead, I want you to just stop the car and stay where you are. Stay there, parked in your car, until you get a bit bored. This is important because it means you're pushing the boundary out and keeping it out. You own that new distance. Your world has gotten that much bigger, and so has your confidence. Now you start to appreciate that the distance you go is really an illusion. The only thing that matters is how you respond to the anxiety wherever you find yourself. Finally, it's helpful to release physical tension in your body while driving, and the following is something you can do any time that you stop at traffic signals. So when you are stopped, slightly roll your head both ways, roll your shoulders clockwise and then anti-clockwise, bend your shoulder blades backwards and press them against each other, and you can hold that for a few seconds and then release it. This will help soothe your nerves and release that buildup of tension in your chest and shoulders. Next, squeeze the wheel tightly with both hands and then relax, and squeeze it again and relax. This is to release the tension that can build up in your hands and arms. And finally, squeeze your buttocks together and then relax them. And you can repeat that twice or more. If you've been clenching your buttocks too much while driving, this exercise will really help loosen them out. Great. I hope you find this audio helpful. Take it in the car with you if you wish, and remember, practice is key here. You're not going to overcome your driving phobia in just one session. You build your confidence up just like a muscle through repetitive practice and training. Talk to you soon.